Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, the chief economist for NFIB. And the guy who has been producing the gold standard of small business surveying for almost 40 years, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. Bill, we've been talking about the overall economy. We talked about labor in the last segment. What are they looking at for sales? What are small business owners projecting 2013 is going to provide them with sales?
Well, not very great. First of all, sales trends aren't very good in the first place. We still have substantially more firms saying that quarter-on-quarter sales have been falling rather than rising.
Yep.
So that's not good. And then we ask them, what's going to happen to the real volume of sales or the real volume of your business going forward? And we still, the number is now a net negative 2, meaning 2 percentage points more said, I think it's going to go down, than said it's going to go up. So we still have a few more people saying down than up, and that's a very, very negative outlook. Again, if that's your view about what's going to happen to your business, no hiring, no inventory purchasing, no expanding your business, none of the things that we'd like to see happen will happen.
Right. Capital spending is not good either, just the maintenance mode, as you call it.
Right. We still have just a shade over half of them reporting some kind of capital outlay. But then if you look at the numbers historically, that's a low number. So we are in maintenance mode. We have to fix things and repair things. And, of course, some firms are expanding in some places. So that's kind of where we see the spending going. And then we ask them, do you plan to make expenditures? Well, the plans are also at historic, at kind of recession levels. So we don't see anybody saying, yeah. And, of course, you look at, the good time to expand question, very few firms, single digits of the owners say, it's a great time to expand my business.
Right.
Obviously, we're not going to get the capital spending that would be handy-dandy to raise worker productivity and create
How much
new
do
jobs.
You think of their reticence to increase capital spending is, do you think it's a combination of concerned about the opportunity, but also this there seems to be an increasingly entrenched attitude about not wanting to borrow money.
Well,
most small business owners, if we buy capital items, most of that, other than like $1,000 computer or whatever, a lot of it comes with in the form of debt from banks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the thing is that if you're thinking about buying a new piece of equipment, you're going to compute what you think is the after-tax return on that investment. And now we know the tax rates. That's the only thing that happened that we got was higher taxes out of the fiscal cliff negotiation.
Right.
So we know the tax rates anyway, but the sales that you can expect to generate from that aren't very high. So you're not going to borrow money to put into an investment to expand your business or buy new equipment unless you're sure that it can repay itself. That is, you got to pay the loan back. Even
right.
at a zero interest rate, you have to repay the loan. So that's why nobody's borrowing. They're saying, well, if I borrow money, where can I put the money to work that'll pay back?
And
the outlook that they have, they don't see it.
I've told people what I do when I talk to audiences and speeches, big companies especially, which I did this week. I told them, I said, when small business owners don't want to borrow money, that's not a good sign for the economy, because small business creates over half of the U.S. economy. Almost 100% of our growth capital comes from borrowed bank loans. And when small business owners don't want to borrow money, that's not a good sign for economic growth, is it?
Exactly. And we've seen that be the case now for some time.
Yep.
And finally, Washington, of course, for a long time was blaming the slow recovery on what they alleged was banks unwilling to lend.
Which is not true.
It's not true. All they have to do is look at the excess reserves sitting at the Fed.
Right.
excess reserves went from $13 billion, which sounds like a big number, in 2007 to $1.8 trillion.
Yeah.
That's money banks could lend
out. Lending. Do you think
small
business owners are concerned about the next cliff issue, which is the loan capacity of the country? What do they call it?
The debt ceiling.
Debt ceiling. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think the debt ceiling is kind of a bogus thing. But it gives an opportunity to point to the fact that we have a spending problem again.
Right.
And I've heard
that
people in Congress.
But that can't make small business owners happy. NFIB.com, smallbiz.com, BUS, smallbus.biz, right?
.org.
I'm sorry. Smallbus.org. Find his survey there. Also at NFIB.com, also at my website. Hey, Bill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.